Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:50 British Summer Time. Well, this has been a very interesting day in here today, with oil up $2.04 right now. That's at 76.80. That's on the front month contract in the US. And that's on the back of BP having to close down one of their big oil fields in Alaska. I think it's the biggest oil field in the USA. But what that means is that it's adding an extra degree of nervousness to markets that are already quite twitchy. You had that that employment report come out on Friday in the US, which stoked which pulled back on inflation fears, and you had a very good rally on the S&P at the very beginning of the session, but it pegged it right back throughout the session. So there's a very big tail on the candle there on the S&P. It's down a little bit in here today. We'd need to see some downward action really to show us that this has been an area of confirming the area of resistance, and it was to the start of a correction going back towards those lows and hopefully a higher low. Throughout this month, we're almost certain to get some sort of correction, and it's really only a matter of time whether it's going to be tomorrow with the Fed report or not. The chances are that we are going to get some sort of correction in the stock markets over the course of this month, within this overall medium-term correction. And the real key is going to be whether these stock markets maintain those higher lows from June and then a higher low from July, and is there going to be a higher low in August? But right now, you had that big tail on Friday on the S&P. Then today it's relatively steady in here. The S&P is only down 1.6 points, which is quite okay. But you've also had this nervousness seeping through into other markets. So Japan was down over 2% today. It was down 345 points, two and a quarter percent almost. And in Europe, in the UK and in the Eurozone, you had members of the governing councils from the central banks coming out saying that they may have to raise interest rates even higher, because far from inflation being contained, it's actually becoming more virulent. So you have the DAX down 1.68%, the FTSE's down 1%, the CAC is down 1.68%, the SMI is down 1.27%. So that was quite a weak close there on in Europe, with the realization that the ECB could easily raise interest rates quite a bit higher. They're expecting 3.5% by March of next year. But out of the blue, the Bank of England have come out and said that they may also need to keep raising interest rates, which has been a bit of a shock to the market last week, and the repercussions of that are still being felt in here today. Now, moving on to what's going to happen tomorrow with the Fed. I think that there's a 50-50 chance they're going to pause tomorrow. And if they don't pause tomorrow, the chances are that they'll pause at the next meeting. Because while inflation is certainly the overall worry at the moment, I think that the Fed are still in the deflation fighting mode. And they're afraid that the housing market is going to crash, or that you're going to have a stock market crash, or that there's too many bonds out there, and they will act to preserve those markets. So they're rearming the interest rate weapon. And if the need arises, they will cut interest rates. Now, the need has not arisen just yet, and the fact of the matter is that they've risen interest rates quite high, and they're back to the sort of 1990 to 1996, 1997 average of about 5.5%. So it's going to be an interesting issue as to whether they raise very much more. My gut tells me that they're probably not going to raise very much more, and if they don't raise tomorrow, then that will be a break in this cycle of interest rates. What I think they're referring to as the conveyor belt of interest rate rises. I think it's I again I think it's about a 50-50 chance whether they're going to raise or not tomorrow. But what they do tomorrow is going to have an important effect on the markets, because you had this nervousness in Europe today because their central banks are saying that interest rates are going up, and you can see that there's still quite a bit of nervousness in the US markets, and indeed across Asia. And I think everyone is looking to see what's going to happen with the Fed. But with higher oil prices and commodity prices, or industrial resource prices, extremely firm in here, we haven't had the collapse that many were predicting for quite a long time. You had this big spike up until May, but the amount that the industrial resources have come off is in no way in bears no relation to the bearish forecasts that we were seeing throughout the last couple of years. They're still remarkably firm, and that means, that if you have strong commodity prices, that eventually feeds into inflation. Sooner or later, high commodity prices definitely feed into the push on inflation. And then that's obviously quite a lagged effect. But the very fact that you have these higher commodity prices throughout the last couple of years means that central banks are a little bit chastened by that. So it is going to be very interesting to see what Bernanke says tomorrow. And if we're going to go by any hint from what the market thinks is going to happen, it does look like the treasuries are priced for a pause, and so is the dollar. The euro is steady in here today. The pound is still remarkably strong. It's at 190.82. So that's still really quite strong. Hasn't been an awful lot of movement on the dollar in here today, but it was down quite a lot on Friday. I'm just looking at the dollar index in here, and that was quite a stiff move down, breaking that sort of support, well, potential support that was around the early July lows. So it does look like it's going to go have a look at those May lows, which is around 84, and it is going to be very much a case tomorrow of what the Fed says. Just going on past experience of what happens in markets like this, whatever way the market goes in the morning could easily be reversed as soon as the news is released. I think tomorrow is going to be very much a case of sell the rumor or buy the rumor, sell the news. Now, looking at some of the other commodities, Robusta coffee is right up at 1400 points right now, 42 points on the day. There's a little bit of tentative resistance up there, but I don't think it's anything important. Far more important is the fact that it's broken up from that long term, those highs over the last 2 years. And when you look at the very long term chart, and you'll find that in the chart library, it's really quite low right now. And soybeans down 14 points, so that's still ranging sideways. I think corn remains the best one of the grains right now. Silver is down 7 points in here, it's at 1241. Gold is firm around 650. It's been going sideways around here for about the last week or so, around 650 mark, and it does look like it's going to break up at some point, but it doesn't look like it's going to do it today. Again, I think there's going to be quite a bit of turmoil in the markets tomorrow. But when we look at the currencies, the pound, even though it's steady in here against the dollar today, it's really starting to accelerate versus the yen. It's at 219.36 right now. That's up over 1 yen on the day. I think it was up 2 yen on Friday. And while that's been a remarkably choppy market, and over the course of the last 5 years, you have had these accelerations, which have ended quite bloodily. They come off very sharply. But at the moment, it's accelerating on the upside, and it is extending this uptrend, moving into a steeper phase. Now, the Bank of England, particularly with inflation worries, is not going to want a strong currency because of the competitive nature of globalization, and it wouldn't be surprising if we see them act against that in the next couple of weeks. But right now, it's definitely moving on the upside. But that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything at all that we can help you out with, or any questions you have, don't hesitate to contact me. And thank you very much for your time.